T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15, quarter after 6 on this Tuesday morning, September 28th, day 30 of the Ida recovery. And it's going to feel like summertime. Some rain around today, and then tomorrow, stormy at times, they're saying. Highs of 84 today, 82 tomorrow. Rain hangs around on Thursday, highs of 84. And then for the weekend, I wish I could tell you a cold front was coming. I could tell you that. I'd be lying, so I don't see the point in that. Highs of 88 on Friday, 86 on Saturday, and 84 on Sunday. The first day of October is on Friday, so you would think, hopefully, we'll start to get maybe highs of 80 soon, but as long as the tropics are quiet as far as we're concerned, I guess we'll take it. The FBI has some new stats out that are interesting about murder, but how do they apply to the New Orleans area? Well, let's talk about it in depth as we do every Tuesday morning with Dr. Peter Scharf, our friend, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Interesting report, huh?
Yeah, well, do you tell us about it for people that haven't seen it?
Well, it's the FBI has an advantage in that they collect data nationally through the UCR system, Uniform Crime Report System. And they're saying the rise of the average city was 29%, 29-something percent, almost 30%. The other thing, but if you put it in perspective, it went from roughly 6 per 100,000 to 9 per 100,000. And that's way below where we were in the 90s. So, you know, it's a rise in the middle of a dip. I think the other thing is the thing you mentioned about New Orleans is at the end of last year, and I worked on it with some folks at the FBI and the city, we were at 63% increase. So we were double the increase reported nationally. So then I think there are two questions on the table I'd love to discuss with you. One is, why are we double the rest of the country in increase, not in base rate? We knew we were double or triple in base rate. But, you know, what is it? And the second thing is, two things happened in 2020. So you had this horrendous COVID increase. And the other thing he had was all the implications of the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis that ripped through the country and is still ripping through the country. So the two questions are, why the gap? Why are we so much higher? And the second question, I think, is why? What really happened? And I think there are a lot of mythologies that have grown up that are probably wrong. You know, just a couple to get us started. You know, sort of, you know, did COVID, was the stress so extreme that people who were normally law-abiding, family-adhering folks went out and committed murder? The answer is no, that didn't quite happen that way. Also, the timing of the epidemic in 2020 that the FBI reports suggests that it may have started before COVID. So you remember late 2019, we had the shooting of 12 people on Canal Street. And a lot of people say that's when it started, before either COVID or George Floyd, the killing of George Floyd, happened.
So when was that again, Peter?
Oh, in Christmas time, 2019, 12 people shot. And suddenly there was this rise at the end of 2019. So these are like inconvenient facts that don't fit the popular mythologies as to what happened. So what I wanted to, you know, I thought we could do is discuss sort of what happened, in what order, why is it continued, and what do we do about it?
Sounds like a good breaking point to me. We'll pick it up when we come back. Dr. Peter Scharf, our guest. If you have any questions or comments, please text them into the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870, or you can call that line, and we'll try to get you on. Might be a lot quicker if you text your question in, though. It is currently 620, and it's time for traffic now on WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker, Tuesday, September 28th, Ida Recovery, Day 30. And when you hear this song, I always think of the movie Casino. But maybe there are other memories. Interesting note about this song, and I'm not trying to be Scoot here or anything, but this was like an old Welsh drinking song, and I believe it was the drummer for the Animals that put his name on it, and he gets residuals every time that song is played, even though it had been around for a long, long time. I'm Tommy Tucker, and that's part of our rock and roll history. More seriously, let's get back to Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, talking about crime in the New Orleans area. Peter, I like to work in the customers, so let me read a text to you, okay? Love you,
sure.
Peter. Love you, Peter. We need action, not talk. Proactive, not reactive. Constitutionally protected police action. 1600 Force NOPD. Stop catch and release of violent criminals on bail. Violent crime, you do the crime, you do the time. First-time youth offenders program, but after a couple of strikes, you're out and in the criminal justice system. What do you think?
Well, thank the writer. I'm honored. I know you are, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. One, look, this is what happened in 2020. You know, the police were resistant to arrest because of COVID. You know, what are you going to do? You can't put them in the jail. The jail had a big sign, closed for epidemic. And then there's this ambivalence because of the conflicts in the criminal justice system in the wake of George Floyd. I kind of agree with the caller in one aspect, that the police may have become very passive all over the country, and especially here, because of conflicts between later in the year, between the district attorney and the police chief. So, you know, there's a truth there. So where it's great to say we can lock them up, throw away the key, but in fact, there were lots of folks who committed at least aggravated assaults, 34s, that were catching, in effect, catch and release. And then, so you had a double whammy. You had all of the problems with the COVID epidemic. And then you also had the two poles, which hit here probably as badly as anywhere else, between proactive policing advocates and proponents of de-policing, let's say, de-emphasizing the police. So it was a perfect storm of the worst kind. And now the question your caller and writer asked is very real. Where do we go from here? And I honestly don't think we're going to go back to traditional law and order policing. I think the cat's out of the bag, hoping for the past is the wrong way to go.
Wait, let me jump in for a second, Peter, if I can.
Please, go for it.
How are you defining traditional law and order policing? And why do you mean when you say, I know what the expression means, cat's out of the bag, but how does it apply here? What are you talking about?
I think that the lessons of George Floyd have to be internalized into the new policing. There has to be much greater concern with justice and due process and in some ways alternatives to arrest, especially in areas like domestic violence, those kind of things. I don't want to diminish that, the importance of that, but I think we need dispute resolution. You know, not everything has to end up with an arrest. So I think there have been some important lessons from all of the aftermath of George Floyd, that as we move forward, we really have to internalize, or we could lose large segments of the community. But the questions, but again, the first thing is, you know, as Covey said, be proactive. Keep the end in mind. You know, what, you know, and you know, you've got to engage the community. You've got to jump on serious crime. But the future is not going to be the past. That's the best answer I can give.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, I want to pose a hypothetical to you, okay? For the law and order folks, let's presume that we had an unlimited amount of money, unlimited amount of people who would vote to support building more prisons, more prisons, more prisons, more prisons, more prisons. Hypothetically, if we were to do that, and this goes to the thing about arrest your way out of the problem and so forth. If we were to do that and lock them away and throw away the key, what would the effect on society be, and what would the effect on crime be? Because you study this for your life's work, and I've always wanted to find out what the result would be. So we have an unlimited budget. We're building as many prisoners as we get. We build more prisoners and lock them up. What's society going to be like? 6:30, we'll find out when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. 47, 13 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about crime on Tuesday morning, as we always do. Dr. Peter Scharf, our guest, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Indictments announced in the murder of Tadriana Peters, and she would have turned 13 this month. Jason Williams yesterday saying that there are different degrees of participation in this case. All of them played a role in a beautiful 12-year-old girl losing her life, and they'll be held accountable. So certainly in this case, he's willing to arrest his way out of the problem. So Peter Scharf, I posed the question to you before we went to break. For the law and order people that believe in the punishment and so forth and lock them up, if we had an unlimited budget and could build as many jails as we wanted and could throw the criminals in there for a long, long time, what would society look like? And would that hypothetically be a situation that we would like or that would benefit society?
Man, you're making me work this morning, Tommy. I love it.
Well, that's why we bring you on, Peter.
I love it. Okay. Well, hey, we tried that experiment. In 2004, we had 102,000 felony arrests, and Orleans Parish Prison had a capacity of close to 7,000 people. Now it's about 1,100 or under. Mm-hmm. It's under 1,000 most months. So we tried that, and what happens is people lose their jobs, they lose their homes, they lose their spouses. They also
but they broke the law, right? I mean, that happens when you break the law, doesn't it?
But that experiment was associated with outrageous crime rates. So the question is building lots of prisons, does it really act as a deterrent? Is that the primary effect? Or does it disrupt lives, get people to lose jobs? They don't show up on Tuesday and the boss fires them and they're out of the street and they commit more crime, pay bail bonds in. You know, we were, you know, on the ultimate treadmill, and almost anybody who's looked at this says we're far better off. We have this MacArthur grant that a bunch of us worked on prison reduction, and it was associated through 2019 with spectacular reductions in crime. So is building a prison a risk factor or a protective factor? In my view, it's primarily a risk factor. It sounds good, but the results in this city have been disastrous. You know, so you have a whole bunch of folks who can't get high-paying jobs because they're part of the digital gulag, right? you apply for a job, you run your social, and you run your fingerprint, and you try to pee in a jar, and you can't get through the screen. So you go with the secondary employment market, you know, either low wage, dishwashing kind of job, slap slap mustard pickle, or running dope. So, you know, it is, you know, you want to go backwards, build more prisons. You know, that's the last thing we need right now. That's an opinion by Dr. Scherf.
Wow. Just a couple of minutes left here, Peter. We'll take a break, come back, pick it up when we come back, and you can give us some final thoughts for this week. Time flies by every week when you have you on. 651, 9 before 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55 and a half. It is Tuesday morning, September 28th, day 30 of the Ida recovery. I'm Tommy Tucker, talking to Peter Scharf. Wrapping it up, we talk every Tuesday morning, try to take a deep look at crime in a New Orleans area. So the takeaway from today would be what, Peter, in terms of the FBI study, crime in Orleans Parish, etc.?
Well, I think about the old Speaker of the House in the 40s and 50s, Sam Rayburn, and he starts every session of Congress, and he says, and this is what you do so well, let us discourse together. We have lost that ability in this country and this city. You know, so the key is to take the poles of discussion, put them together, and come up with a new kind of policing, one that's very proactive, also is very efficient, doesn't waste criminal justice resources like crazy sentences, and then come up as best we can for ways to intervene with people who are on a criminal trajectory, and before they get there, before poor young Peter, the Peter's gal gets killed, we look at the risk factors and we try to prevent as much as we can. So I think what I'm hoping for, and by the way, the murder wave is not over. We had somewhere between 4 and 6 murders last week, depending which got counted in the week. And that's crazy. You know, it's between 250 and 200 murders a year. So it's not over yet, even though it's slightly lower than weeks before. It's still at a historically outrageous level. So we've got to get our heads together, work together, and try and fix this in a way that is both ethical, fair, constitutional, and tough. And I think that's what I hope comes out of this, is a wake-up call that we can't have two criminal justice systems, one that hooks books and releases, and the other just hooks books and keeps you there. You know, it doesn't make sense, it won't work, and it's not working.
Real quick, how do you get somebody, and I go to a shooting range often, how do you get somebody to realize that's not a paper target you're shooting at, that that's a human being, and that's going to carry consequences for them, for their families, for the shooter, for their families, et cetera. How do you get that message across?
Wow, I think you have to go deep into the realm of the adolescent brain. I'm assuming it's the young person. And how, people get used to killing. You know, people in the military sometimes, and people, and these kids on the street, they don't give a damn, you know, and they don't picture the humanity. I've interviewed, I think, hundreds of young murderers, and the one that jumps out at me, the kid says, "How do you feel when you kill somebody?" He said, "It's like you go to McDonald's and you get a bad hamburger." That was this kid's sense of conscience. And unless you change that, you're not going to be able to do what you're asking.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.